This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Hey, Sean.
Hey. How's your week going?
It's awesome. How's yours?
It's been fantastic. Thank you.
So why has it been fantastic? Tell us why.
It's been a good week. Got a lot accomplished. We're, it's been a lot in the world going on and, you know, nervous people, I think, with interest rates and everything that's going on. And so we've had great discussions with clients and, you know, still encourage them. That's still a great time to buy and walking them through that. And, we've had some good growth in the property management space. So we've taken on some larger complexes, which is exciting. And we're managing some larger multifamily projects, which is exciting for us to grow that space for us.
It is. And, you know, what's kind of cool is that we kind of put this like focus on it, right? We're like the beginning of the year, we say we're going to, you know, kind of shoot for more multifamily. And we focus on that. And look. Yeah.
It's careful. Careful what you focus on, because
it's a little focus.
It leads to some big things.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a whole nother podcast in that about focus. But tell us about today.
Well, let's go back a little bit last week. If you didn't tune in, we talked about pivoting adapting during challenging times. So if you guys didn't listen into that episode, highly recommend that you do. I've got a lot of great feedback from that. And so, but this week we're going to be talking about being financially independent. So I thought we'd start off with the definition of that, right? So financial independence is the status of having enough income or wealth sufficient to pay one's living expense for the rest of one's life without having to be employed or dependent on other incomes earned without having to work a job, which is commonly referred to as passive income.
Yeah. Yes. So and so today's going to be more, I feel like more of a discussion. Mm-hmm. And we would love your guys' feedback, our listeners, and just, you know, what you guys are working towards and what your definition and maybe some of your goals. And we'd love to get your feedback and hear from you. So, you know, it's always this, you know, I think in our space in the real estate investing world, you hear a lot about being financially independent. And people, absolutely, it's a big goal for a lot of people and something they're chasing the visions. And to me, I get the financially independent part. I get, you know, building up enough passive income to support your living expenses. Mm-hmm. The problem with a lot of that is that, you know, things are going to change, right? And so we're going through that right now. And you know, inflation, mm-hmm, you know, like right now we're really high inflation. So guess what? Everything is more expensive. Everything, get down to your eggs and your milk and right, everything. So like if you have like a fixed income or built enough passive income and you go through a time like now, well, is it going to be enough? Mm-hmm. Are you going to have enough passive income to truly live on? Or is the rent and everything else going to increase? So, you know, for this episode, we looked at like our portfolio, right? We built a rental portfolio over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
We've added properties over the years. We sold a bunch recently in the last couple of years, because, you know, things have increased, mm-hmm, but we've aggressively paid down our debts and against that portfolio and built up our cash flow. But, you know, if you look at it, you know, our insurance rates have, especially, especially since the last, that freeze, you know, mm-hmm, we've had a lot of our insurance rates increase.
Property taxes
because of the massive appreciation we've had.
Right.
Property taxes. So it's eating into our cash flow. Mm-hmm. Rents quite haven't kept up, or in most cases, rents are usually delayed. So, you know, you have this massive run up in appreciation and growth like we've had. Rents do increase, but it takes time to, because number one, they're under a lease. You got to wait till the renewal. And rent increases, you know, happen over time. So they're usually a couple of years behind. And so, if you looked at like our portfolio ourselves, you know, if we tried, you know, to retired a couple of years ago off of this, we might, you know, right now be saying, hey, it's probably maybe not be enough. Now our wealth has definitely, mm-hmm, increased if those properties have really, really grown in appreciation and growth. So yes, as you and I on paper, we've gotten wealthier, but I wouldn't say our cash flow has increased a lot. So
I would agree with that. But I mean, I think you have to start off with a goal and you have to start off with a plan. And, you know, this has evolved over 20 years, right? And it might have not pan out as we would have thought it would. Mm-hmm. But I think it starts, you asked me earlier, like, is it realistic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that it is. I mean, we have to start somewhere, right? It might change over the course of your business and, I think it is realistic.
To be financially mm-hmm. independent? Yeah. Even though, and so I went back and I said, really to be realistic or to build something that you're going to be maybe retire on. And the premise behind this whole thing is that you're retiring before the retirement age. Mm-hmm. That's really the difference. So there's retirement and then there's being financially independent. Usually financial independence is a lot younger than the retirement age.
Yeah.
And it's something, like you said, you got to have goals and visions and all that. And I think if you look back in our 20s, we really, that was our goal, right?
Yeah. I mean, I remember at 19 years old, we had this dream and I wanted to retire at 45. Yeah. Time is ticking. So. And I look back, I'm like, what would I do at 45? Right. I mean, I think it's too young, right? Yeah. So that's not realistic probably, but like, that's part of it is like having that dream, having that passion. I think a lot of times like we let that go. Like I know that for us personally, we have like mm-hmm. we've added more things and, you know, we've just got drained and overwhelmed. And at some point a couple of years ago, we lost that dream and passion. Right. Mm-hmm. And so how do you keep that back? Because I think you always have to have that to continue on with your goals to get to where you want to be.
Yeah. And I think that's really what the premise behind this show is, like, being financially independent, yes, there's a financial aspect of it that we're talking about. But really what when people are saying they really want it, why do they, you got to look at the why, mm-hmm. right? And you got
to
look
it
at
why. It always comes down to your why.
Yeah, why are you trying to be financially independent? Mm-hmm. And if you really look at the reason why or what they're chasing, it's not really the financial aspect of it. It's more to be
about
the freedom and the time. And that's mm-hmm. really what it comes back to for most people, because they want to be able to do what they want, when they want, and within moderation. It's not like they're going to be able to go buy private planes and do all that usually when they're unless they're super wealthy or super financially independent. But for the most part, it's about building, you know, being able to do what you want when you want and not being dictated to your boss mm-hmm. or, you know, having to show up at a job or, it's more about developing your life or your vision for your life or your vision around your life. And so that's, you had something about why I know you.
You were talking about, building all this rental portfolio. And I think at one time we thought like, hey, like we want 100 houses, right? Like, why do we want 100 houses? Like, what's the point of having 100 houses? Now it's just a headache, right? You know, to pay all those property taxes and, you know, collect all these tenants' rents. And so we're like, well what the heck? We can just decrease that to 50, you know, have 50 free and clear houses and be in the same position, right?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily more is better.
Correct. And it's about, again, so what we want to get to is and discuss in the show is about, it's more about defining the way you want to live mm-hmm. and the vision for what you're trying to build. And so it's more about what kind of lifestyle do you want to have? What kind of home do you want to live in? Where do you want to live in? Do you want to be free? And I know people that have built their vision where they don't want to be held to one location. Mm-hmm. So they want probably no kids, mm-hmm. not pets. They want to be able to get up and go tomorrow. They want to be able to live in different places. But in the last couple of years, I know of several people that have just rent. They don't even have a personal residence. Mm-hmm. They just go from like Airbnb from month to month to different places in the country, and they can operate and their business can operate that way. And so,
you know, one question. So I think a lot of people struggle with how to define like how you want to live your life. Like, and I think I wanted to kind of ask you this, because I know that a couple of years back, like, you know, we've accomplished all that we wanted to accomplish, all the visions that we've set for ourselves, we've mm-hmm. accomplished that, right? And then at one point you were like, shoot, like, what's my next, mm-hmm. right? Like, and you were kind of going through that, like defining kind of how you wanted to live your life, if mm-hmm. you remember that. Mm-hmm. How did you finally come to walk us through this? Because I think
you want me to get vulnerable.
I do, but I think at the same time, I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was because I'm a big dreamer and a visionary, and I love to, like, I can passionately envision things, and I get so much, there's so much emotion behind it, and it drives me. And but yeah, you get to a point where it's like, okay, I've got the amount of rentals we wanted, got the income, got, you know, a lot of the things that family and things that we had visioned, you know, for years. And it took a lot longer than I originally wanted it to, but it, I got there. But the, then I was like, okay, what's next? It was always like increasing that and increasing the number, increasing the amount of deals we do, increasing the amount of rentals. But then it became, why? And somebody, we had a, like a mentor at that time. And
he would ask us that
question. He questioned like, why? Like, so
why does there have to be 100 houses?
Yeah, so I was like, hey, we'd go over our goals and kind of what we're trying to do for next year and be like, why? And it, not that he was challenging, like it was not beneficial or it was not a good goal or anything like that. It was more just like, what's the reason behind it? What's the why behind it? What's that going to get you? And so that's the big thing is like, okay, you increase your income this much or you increase your wealth this much. Okay, what's that going to buy for you? And if it ain't going to change anything, then that maybe is not the goal you should be having.
Right.
So I had to just find that. And for me, it was about more about, rather than focusing on myself, it was more about focusing on others. And so it came back to me about my reason why and why I stayed and keep building and keep doing stuff was more for helping others and more leaving an
making
impact.
An impact.
Yeah. So it's like, to me, it was a more came about like our clients and the people we sell homes to and manage for is about them. It was about helping them build their retirement and their wealth through an investment vehicle that I've known now for 22 years, which is real estate. So like showing them how, helping them, assisting them, providing quality building and being riding alongside them in these neighborhoods and investing with them. And that became more the passion.
Right.
And then it became about the fund and helping people that way with their, again, retirement and places they could place their money and we could put it to work. But at the same time, it helps them, you know, earn. We have people that just live off the interest and that's what they, you know, and so I'm helping people that way. It became about the vendors that we serve and we that utilize in our businesses. You know, that's a lot of mouths to feed. That's a lot of all the, if you think about all the construction, the millions of dollars that we do in maintenance and construction a year, that's feeding a lot of people, helping a lot of people. Then it came to our staff and our employees and our remote team members. And it came about serving them and helping them and helping them with education and their passions, their dreams, helping them realize, you know, meeting their investment goals and teaching them how they can invest. And a lot of it, the start off was just helping them buy their own personal residence. So it became their personal home. That was just their first step. And that home ownership
led into now them investing in real estate.
Correct. So it came, that came more the impact.
And I think that right there was game changer. Like once you figured that out, like, you know, it's not about us. It's not about ourselves. It's about how you're going to make an impact in this world. And so that's, I think, what you should start looking at when you're trying to put a vision for your life, right? Like, how are you going to make an impact in this world? Right.
Yeah. And it, yes, initially it starts with yourself. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's got to be, all chasing something to benefit our own families and ourselves and growing. But eventually it becomes like, hey, how can I leave a bigger impact on the people I serve or the people around me? And then there's bigger, I think you've been able to touch people that you, through your book and through some of your speaking engagement and stuff like that, that's been more like, hey, I'm going to help people outside my sphere of influence, not just the people around me, but also outside. People that I don't even know.
Absolutely.
And so you've taken it to another level, but yeah, that goes back to the why and the vision and really, I think, and maybe you could say that, so that to us, it became financially independent was not so much, yes, we wanted to make sure our bills and our living expenses were taken care of, but it became more just the freedom to be able to do things that we want to serve other people.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we were going with this whole conversation. But, you know, to define that, I think you really have to define like where you want in life. And that's something that you and I had to do. Like, it was like, well, we have a family. Like, so even though we would love to live abroad, maybe part of the time, like it's not realistic in our,
eventually, and it might change as the kids get older, but
right now we have to be in Houston, Texas. Our kids are very active in school and sports and stuff. So there's stuff we choose to do that. But you have to decide that. And we have some very good friends that, you know, are choosing to homeschool their children
because they can travel.
So they can travel. So they love to spend a couple months you know, overseas mm-hmm. or different countries. And so in order to do that, they have to homeschool their kids. And so that's, you had to define those things that mm-hmm. you want, where you want to live, how much time you want to take off, and how much you want to travel, and what it's going to take to afford that.
Right.
And there's different ways you can cut costs or do things to afford those. And sometimes, like, we've had great friends and masterminds we've been a part of where, you know, to be able to build their vision and all that, they don't even own their own home. They don't have no desire to.
Yeah.
They might own rentals, but they want the freedom and flexibility. And so that's where we're getting, is like, you really define that, and then you build everything around that to serve that vision.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning you might take a job, you know, that you can work remote, you know, because you want to be able to travel and work and be able to do that. So they don't care where
Absolutely.
You are in the world. They mm-hmm. just, as long as you report certain time,
yeah.
or you complete your tasks. It might be building a business and starting a business that you have that flexibility and freedom to do that.
Yep.
It could be, like we said, homeschooling your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but really it's setting aside, like, okay, how much income am I going to have to build, or how much income either passively or part-time on side of my job in order for me to support the vision I want
yeah.
for my life. So
it starts somewhere. I think for a lot of us, it's like, okay, where do I start? Right. And start, you got to start.
Mm-hmm.
Make a plan, whether it's your personal finances, budgeting, you know, start with that first.
Yeah. And we've had good success. If you listen to episode 112, the one Joni mentioned earlier in the podcast, was, you know, we went over some of our personal buckets, you know, like, you know, obviously a savings, a business bucket, and an investment bucket is where our money gets channeled
mm-hmm.
to. And we broke it down and went into that. But then as far as investments, you know, we have a little bit more diversification so that it helps us, so we're not dependent upon one source of income,
yeah.
like you know, for our passive income. And when we've chose to invest in, obviously the real estate is a big section
mm-hmm.
for us, and then we do a lot of loans,
mm-hmm.
and then we do businesses, we invest in businesses, and then we invest in,
right.
in the stock market.
I think
market.
It's important to diversify, right? Don't
yeah.
put all your eggs in one basket. Like, I remember your good example I give with your parents, you know, they used to be heavily invested in the stock market. And for years, you kept telling them, you know, like, take some of that out, put it into real estate. And I think they were kind of fearful of that because they didn't have any idea, you know, mm-hmm. how to even go about that. And so, but once they did it, I mean, man, like, now they're, you know, got several free and clear rentals that's, you know, building their retirement, paying for retirement. And so,
and
I
hopefully
think
they never need that money
yeah.
and it's just there, but it's at least something. And it's more work, I think, on their part. So some of these are going to require, and that's something you got to factor in too. Like their investments, even though they're not managing them, our company's managing their rental portfolio, they're still like, you had to make the approval sometimes on tenants, or you had to approve a large maintenance
mm-hmm.
expense. They're not used to those kind of questions, because you put it in the stock market, you just sit it and park it, and
mm-hmm.
you talk to your investment broker a couple,
right.
you know, a couple times a year. But so there's a little bit more in time. So like, you have to, you know, if your
right.
vision says I'm going to be off the grid for 12 months, okay, your investment's got to support
yeah.
that as well.
Well, and I think that's important to have a team backing you up, you know,
yeah.
that can do that. Because that's absolutely what I love about our company, is that, you know, like, we kind of treat it as, yeah, Charles Schwab approach to real estate investing,
yeah.
right? Like, we're kind of helping our clients along the way. They might not know. We work with a lot of professionals, and they don't have the time to, you know, be looking at that. And so we have to guide them, and they have to trust us that we're making the right decisions for them.
Yeah. So I hope that was beneficial. I hope we probably didn't answer. You probably saw being financially independent, and you're like, how am I going to do that quickly? But I mean, we just wanted to, again, this was a discussion.
Yeah. And I think you have, you know, if you're looking at defining how you want to live your life, you really have to plan it out with your family, sit down, you know, whiteboard it out, right? And then also maybe get involved in some masterminds. I know that there was one that we took, Life on Air. I don't even know if it's still, I think it's
yeah.
still around,
yeah.
but that was eye-opening for us.
Yeah. Life on Air, you know, if you're in the real estate, Collective Genius is a great mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Just getting involved with like-minded people that are, you know, having the same vision, and they want to move to the same place.
Correct. So hope that was helpful. We love your feedback on it. We love to hear your stories about how you are building your own financially independent lifestyle. And so we'd love to hear more about that. So please share your comments, notes, email us at info@insidethewolfsden.com. And otherwise, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll see you all next week.
See you, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.